Welcome to Conversations on Coast Access Radio. In this program, we have conversations with people about their interests, their lives, the things that motivate and excite them.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to this episode of Conversations. Today, I am joined in the studio with three fabulous local women, Fiona, Elise and Rebecca, probably known to most of you as Fee, E and Boo. And they are talking to me about the Wahine Society, which is a new venture they have joined forces to create. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Wahine Society. Now, I've been watching this come together. So, Fee currently is the owner of Sunday Cantina, which is a restaurant in Ramiti South. Elise has been a businesswoman, most recently owned her own fitness facility. And Rebecca...
Fee and I have previously been in business together at Marine Parade Eatery, and then I also had the Beach Road Deli, which I've since sold both.
Right. So these three women all knew each other through the various avenues of their lives. But they decided in recent times that there was a need for a support organisation particularly focused on females. And I know their long-term dream is to have this go national, but right now it's on the Kapiti Coast. E, let's start with you. Who was the person who kind of came up with the idea or the concept of the Wahine Society?
Yeah, so I had a message from Fee. I think she was on holiday, having a break away from her busy lifestyle. Actually, I think she had just finished a really terrible massage and from a very creepy person.
I've got my toes. Way too intensely.
And flicked me a message and just said, hey, like, you know, I'm really wanting to create something really awesome in the Kapiti Coast, which is going to help inspire Wahine and basically be a hub to provide, you know, a place where we can have great conversation and kōrero and work on things in our life. And I thought, well, do you mean like something like a gym for your like life in terms of not just physical, but also all the other things that come with it? And straight away she had me and I was like, absolutely, this is an excellent idea. So yeah, that's how it started. Fee had this dream while she had after a creepy massage and then flicked me a message and I said, I'm in.
All right. So Boo, how did you get involved with it all then?
Yes. So Fee contacted me saying that she'd come up with this brilliant idea.
Also like, told you that it was after a creepy massage?
She didn't tell me about the creepy massage, but now I'm intrigued. Yeah, and obviously we've been, you know, like we've worked alongside each other really closely. And so I knew she wouldn't just flippantly put it out there to me, that she probably would have thought really long and hard about it. And I mean, when it comes to wanting to support people, you know, we've all been on big journeys ourselves, done amazing things, but also had some, you know, big things happen in our personal lives. And I think, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm ready to jump in and see what we can do and offer the space to people out there, and hopefully they take up the olive branch.
So, Fee, apart from the creepy massage, where were you coming from? What was your thought process to get to this point where you were reaching out to Ian Boo and saying, hey, this is something I want to do. Are you ladies on board?
Oh, I think heaps of different reasons, really. From a business perspective, it was that just I feel like there's a real lack of, like, business networks around the coast that is more for the younger kind of generation, the people that are kind of around now and the people that really need like the uffy and the confidence to keep moving and to, yeah, I found in business there was a real lack of that.
So a lot of the business support networks around here are more focused at people who have maybe been in business for a while or are older and taking a
and
business
also
venture.
Also quite corporate. I find that a lot of it's quite corporate. You know, I especially been in hospo for as many years as I have, there's like never really any kind of support around. It's hard work being in hospo, and it's very different than sitting at a desk or selling a house or, well, any of the other jobs. But, you know, it's really different. It's a hard, hard slog, and you have to be in it to understand the sacrifice that being in hospo takes, especially if you own the business. I found, like, in all the networking things that I had ever been to, it's really hard to connect with things that you don't understand and that you don't feel connected to. So I never really felt connected in those spaces. So I really wanted One, to create a space where people could come and feel connected, that they were talking to us who are young, well, sort of still young.
You are young.
Young-ish, wahine, who are in the trenches. You know, we're in the trenches, we're doing the hard yards, we've done the hard yards, we've raised kids through the way, we know how hard it is. Yeah, just that space that really was needed on the coast. And then, you know, I do the cooking classes, which I love, and I love inspiring people, and I love telling my story, and I love when people come up to me and just be like, wow, I've learned something, or thank you so much for that message. And even over COVID, when I did the cooking lessons over lockdown, so many people just connected to that, that they needed that. And really, as wahine, what we are looking for is genuine connection, and just being able to create that space for genuine connection for us really was just super important to me. So I knew I loved the cooking lessons. I knew I loved inspiring people. I knew I wanted to create something for the younger generation. And so it was pretty obvious really when I was thinking about who the heck I would get on board to do that with me, who I would go and ask, because yeah, I mean, I went to college with these guys, but also I know they're kick-ass businesswomen. I know they live their lives with integrity. You know, they want the best for themselves as much as they want the best for everybody else. Yeah, they're everything in a wahine that I would want to be. So it was a no-brainer to ask these guys to come on board and start something up here on the coast.
So, E, obviously from a fitness background, you get the grind that Boo and Fee talk about in terms of hospo, because that is a 7-day-a-week thing. You were also not only running this business, obviously you had staff working for you because you had trainers under mm-hmm. you. You were trying to make it a connection with the community, but yeah. also raising 5 children.
Yeah. Busy.
So I guess from your perspective, you wanted to show that you can actually have it all.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a discussion with this with one of our speakers who came to our event about balance, and that it's not really a balancing act. Well, it's a bit of a juggling act, but it's more of a balance. So when I have my children, you know, I have 5 kids, a business, nothing really went balanced. It was all about priority, really. And so some days I would prioritize hours and hours into my business and to the people that were involved with running Functional Hit, my gym that now I've just sold in March. But there'll be days that I would just focus on just the children. And it's still like that today, where I'm having days where I have to have different priorities. So it's never really, I don't have one full day where it's a beautifully balanced day of, you know, business, family, social life, training and exercise and eating healthy. It's all, a bit of a priority and where that fits in my life and day to day.
So yeah. real life
stuff. Yeah.
So I guess part of your wanting to share was to show that, yes, we're doing this, but some nights we lie there thinking, oh God, what's the priority for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what it is the exciting part about this is the absolute vulnerability and the realness of the group, because we can sit down and actually talk about things and challenges that most wahine probably think, oh, you know, Fee, E, Boo, they've got it together. They've got these businesses.
We definitely do not have it together.
And just we definitely don't.
Anyone who thinks we do, we don't.
And it's really nice to have to go through, going through a ton of things while you're a business owner and a mother that we thought is so relatable to other wahine out there, that we just want to, you know, like Boo said, extend that olive branch out to actually help other wahine so that they don't feel alone in this world and with all the challenges that get thrown at wahine day to day.
So that was one of the things that I picked up on about the group, was that you were talking about offering that support out there to women who maybe want to make some changes to their lives, aren't sure how to do it, but maybe even more so, don't have the support, don't have family around or friends who are travelling the same path as them. So this is a way for them to connect with other people who are travelling the same path.
Yeah, 100%. But it's not like, how do we say this? Like that there's something wrong with someone or there's something you're trying to fill the gap. That's not even what we're trying to go for either, because, Boo, you can explain that one better.
I mean, obviously we're 3 wahine here who have done a lot, you know, and pretty happy, but still there's a desire for more.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a future ahead of them and have got dreams and aspirations, And, you know, this is a vehicle for everyone to jump on to help accelerate those things. So it's like intensives. You know, we're going to get together. We're going to be thinking and meditating on these whakaaro, on these thoughts. And then those things are going to sink into our hearts, and then we're going to be able to bring those into our life. That's what, yeah, it's like an intensive space for people to be able to carry out the desires that they have in their life, whatever they are, whether it's business, whether it's being a good mum, whether it's I want to just actually start on my fitness journey, whether it's, you know, we're covering all aspects of te whare tapa whā, you know, spiritual, mental, physical, you're handing out of your emotions. So all of those areas combined, and whānau, all of those combined, that's, you know, we want to be able to say that you're not just one part of those things. You're not just a businesswoman, you're a businesswoman, but you're also, you have your mind, you have your emotions, you have your physical body. Let's get all of those things in check for you to be the best person and to, you know, go for that desired life that you have.
So in the first early planning stages, Fee, apart from getting E and Boo on board, did you have some thoughts around other areas or other people or other avenues you might look for support to build this into what you wanted it to be?
I mean, we've got dreams, don't get me wrong. We've got big dreams, but as, you know, everyone already knows, we're already very busy and, you know, have other things that we're doing. So we have other massive dreams that, you know, where we can take this and the things that we can do to help and speakers we can get in, and we're looking at heaps of different things.
So initially, when you were planning how you wanted this to look, did the three of you just kind of sit down and brainstorm, or did you already come in with some ideas of what you were wanting?
I think it was more, do you know, funnily enough, we're always kind of on the same page. Like, our conversations always seem to go in the same direction. We're never really bringing anything to the table that any of us are kind of like, oh, that's not what I thought we were doing. Or,
right.
You know, usually it's like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's not, we're definitely just kind of on the same page about where we want this to go and, yeah, how we're going to get there, really.
So, E, from the time that Fee got in touch with you, what sort of time frame are we talking until that first putting it out there to the Kapiti Coast community that this society, this organisation was available?
If anyone knows Fee, you'll know that she's an action taker. Yeah. Literally, we had a coffee catch-up at Sunday Cantina. We had some ideas floating around, and then boom, we had dates of our first event, our first wananga, or hui, or come together, as well as an event for our special speaker that we also get on board each month. We have a special speaker. So things happened really quickly, really rapidly, in amongst a whole bunch of things of being a mum, selling the gym, and doing a whole lot of things. It all happened, and I kind of like it that way.
Oh, so you're another one who likes to be busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about you, Boo?
Yeah, yeah. I knew, as you know, if anything, like E said, if it's with Fee, we've done it yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, that's how far she was. But I've realised about myself that actually that's why I put myself in these spaces with people who are also motivated, because I just like to go in and then do. Mm. You know, like, I like the plan set and then we do it. Yeah, so it's fast moving, but it's exciting, and there's always new ideas. And
Elisa's definitely the ideas person. She would have a new idea probably every 10 seconds if she could. And Boo is definitely, she's got like the grit. She like sits down and really nails things out. And I don't actually really know what my job is now. I think I just came up with the idea and how these guys really do it. And then I might be like, oh, let's do this now. Or can someone please post on social or something. But yeah, my job's kind of.
And you provide a facility or a
space.
Oh,
well, yeah, I do that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So who wants to just talk a little bit about what's available with the Wahine Society? So we have a Facebook, a website, but there's so much more than just that. So which one of you would like to chat?
Yeah, cool. I can have a kōrero about that. So for Wahine Society, we've got a few options for people to be able to engage in what we're doing. So anybody can engage in any of the monthly intensive wānangas that we have. So that's available online or in person. So they're covering the same thing, but there are different options for people so that they can, you know, if they're at home, stuck at home with the kids or whatever, that they can still be able to engage with that.
Because they're mostly evening things, aren't they?
Yes, so yeah.
That so can be sometimes difficult for the people exactly. that you're aiming for.
Yeah.
To maybe be able to
so
get
hard
there.
To find yeah. a time though that
hard to find
works
a time that
for
suits
anybody,
for
really.
Everybody and so you know we're trying to make that accessible for some people like kanohiki to kanohi face to face is the way that they are going to want to be able to engage with us, so that's an option. And then the online for some people is just sheer convenience, but they still want to get in on that. So every month we cover a different topic for our online or in-person wānanga.
And it's the same for both of them, isn't it? Because the online one is
yep,
just a reflection
of
the...
Yeah, they do kind of have different aspects around them, you know. Obviously online is a different kind of feel or modi, and so is in-person. Yeah, so that's our online wānanga. This month we're covering Matariki New Year, so we're going to be reflecting, celebrating and planning. That's what we want to be able to talk about and cover with our wahine this month. And then we host events where we get speakers in. This month we have just taken a chill on getting somebody in because it's actually the season for people to connect with their whānau. And so this month's just a little bit more laid back. We are actually instead going to plan a little early morning walk to view Matariki stars. And so we're going to get everyone to pack a thermos and come and do that with us. And so, yeah, we can put that up on our page. And then, we want to do obviously more events and retreats. We just want to be able to have moments to spoil our wahine, to have them just, you know, have some downtime. Because we think it's really, really important for these big shifts in our lives. We need to have the headspace and good kai and good company to be able to, you know, take in all this good information. And so that's how you can access us. So then we obviously have the different platforms. So anybody can access those except, you know, there's a cost to one-offs to come to events or wānangas. But if you subscribe with us, then you get to come to the in-person, that's part of your subscription, as well as online resources that we've got in a back end on our website, and then discounted costs for our events and retreats.
And your website is
www.wahinesociety.com.
So wahinesociety.com. You also have a Facebook page, Wahine Society.
Yeah.
Are you on any other social media?
Oh, we're also on Instagram.
Instagram, that's also Wahine Society.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, but the main place to go for the information around the gatherings, around regular updates about what's happening, etc., is the wahinesociety.com. So the subscription, what kind of costs are we talking around the subscription?
So what we've got is a $20 a month. Subscription, which obviously gets you access to our face-to-face wānanga or catch-ups, also access to the online wānangas or catch-ups, and discounted for other events. But you also get access to the back office of that website as well, which has a lot of awesome resources.
Yes, I've already checked that out because I am subscribing.
Yay, awesome.
So I'm a slightly older than these lovely ladies, but there was nothing around for me like this at your age. Like in my 30s and 40s, you kind of was just figuring it out on your own. I'm an older mum, so that also has some disadvantages in that a lot of the people I met through the mum stuff were 10 or 15 years younger than me, so their life that they'd lived was quite different to what I'd lived up to that stage. And then again, in my 50s, deciding to go and study, like the oldest by 3 decades of all the students in the class.
I bet you're the funnest, though.
Oh, totally the funnest. They all wanted me to come to their parties.
I bet they did.
But, yeah, so it's really nice to have somewhere where the support's there no matter what your age is, but particularly focused on those women who are making some of those first big steps in their lives. And I agree with you, what you said, Fee, about the corporateness of some of these networking organisations. So we're very not corporate here at Coast Access Radio. And so I've kind of struggled a little bit with that as well, because I'm trying to find the places that are a good fit. Obviously, it is of benefit to network no matter what organisation or industry you're in. But at the same time, you also want to be making those connections with those people that get where you're coming from and,
yeah.
and where you want to go. So we've got the website, we have the Facebook, we have the in-person and online gatherings, we've got the speakers who come in, we have other things in planning stages. Obviously, I heard the mention of retreats. I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
So have you got other organisations on board in regards to these things? So obviously, Fee, you're providing a location for a number of these in-person things through your business, Sunday Cantina. But with things like doing retreats or other options like that, are you sort of looking or talking to local businesses around that?
We need to.
Any yeah. local businesses yeah. out there yeah. listening yeah. who want to support this co-puffer.
Yeah, absolutely. Get in contact with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So you want to, as you build, you want to be working with other organisations and other businesses on the Kapiti Coast.
Absolutely. That align with this co-puffer. That's about helping our wahine on the Kapiti Coast.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So as I said before, it's wahinesociety.com if you want to find out all the information about what these guys offer. So we've pretty much talked about what the Wahine Society, what the concept is, the journey that you've taken, very quick one, to get to this place. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to share with our listeners about what this is and your vision around it?
I would just like to say that, like, this is just a space for anyone who needs it. It is just so important to surround yourself by people who are on the same journey as you, and really, whoever you surround yourself with is really what you end up being. Mm-hmm. So this is about, you know, digging deep into yourself to find your better self, so every day you can show up as the most truest, genuine person that you can be. And we're here as imperfect people ourselves, just trying to do that as well. So we just want to come with you on this journey and at the same time figure ourselves out, because, yeah, we're still doing that as well. But this is just, I so believe in this kaupapa. Like, I am so, my heart just feels like it's pulping right now, because it is just so needed. These conversations need to be had, and we actually need to start having them with our, like, our girls way younger than 40, which is what, Elise is a bit younger than us, but
I'm 40 soon.
She's 40 soon.
Yeah.
But we need to have this conversation at school age, like school age. Our girls need to understand boundaries. They need to understand values. They need to understand what it is to look after themselves, to keep themselves safe, to show up as the best possible person that they can, because it is a scary world out there. And our young people are just not coping. They don't have the skills to cope, and we need to open this conversation up to our younger generation as well. And we just had actually Elisa's mum come to our last wānanga, and she sat there just like you, Nick, and said at the end of it, where was this when I needed it? You know, like, where is this for our children? Because they don't get it at schools. They don't get it anywhere else. Like, who is having the conversation with our daughters about how to look after themselves? That would be my question. Like, we need to start this conversation.
And so maybe one of the visions around that is that whatever this manifests itself into is something that you'd like to see translated to high schools, maybe.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. And what about you, E? Is there anything you'd like to kind of end off with, or has Fee pretty much covered it all for you?
I think Fee's covered it pretty much. She touched on some of the things that I would have wanted to say too.
And Boo?
I think I would just like to say that if you've even contemplated or had a little niggle in your little heart about even making that first step, then just do it. Like, you got nothing to lose. Like, turn up for yourself. That's who you need to turn up for. It's not about who's there. It's not about, you know, how you feel because you're feeling shy or whakama or whatever. It's actually, like, if you feel like this space is something that you need to help in your life, that is what we created this for. We created this for you, and you just take that first step, and we are right here. There is no judgment. There are so many in our group who are at all different phases of life, all different journeys. So there are no surprises. You just, everything that we offer in the space, you take the information and you implement it into your life, and we're just here to talk and support that.
That's a big part of it, though, and another big part of it, I think, looking from the outside, is that if you're serious about this, you do need to make that commitment to yourself. If you're going to be part of this, you're being part of this because this is a journey you want to take and you want to commit to.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Showing up for yourself is what you're showing up for.
There'll be different reasons for a wahine to want to jump on this kaupapa, so many different reasons. But what it allows in this space is to offer a time and a moment for you to give some time to yourself. And I think when we created this, it was like we were talking about times and what we wanted to offer. It was already set that we wanted to offer something that it was going to give a wahine, whether you're a mother or not, a time to come and actually just have some time for herself to work out what her true values are, what she wanted in life, how she was going to go about it. I mean, how often do we stop and ask ourselves those questions and then do nothing about it? But if you've got something like this, a group, a hub, and other cool as wahine willing to see you level up in life, then why not? You've got something to commit to. So this is what it is. It is literally that time and space to come and level up and come in, you know, imperfect, you know, and connect and really just have a time, whether it's once a month, twice a month, to have a moment to reflect on who you are and who you want to become in any area of phase or stage or age of your life, because that changes, as we've noticed. The three of us have talked about our different stages and the different values we've had through the stages of our lives, and this is what it is. So if, you know, if you're listening, come along. If you're in that place where you are just, there's something, you know, your feet are itchy for something, or you just want to connect. If you don't have time to make friends, then this is your moment to connect it with other wahine. Wahine need other wahine and support. So if you don't have time for a social life, this could be that 1.5 hours per month to connect with other mamas or other wahine.
Yeah, I really agree with you there, E. That's a big thing, is that I guess one of the pluses that came out of the pandemic was that we learnt that you could actually connect with people online.
Mm.
Yeah.
But what one of the negatives was that we missed that physical connection.
Connection.
Because that's really important, especially for women, I feel like. Mm. Especially for us, that physical connection is quite an important thing. Right, thanks again, Fee, E, and Boo, for coming in and sharing all about Wahine Society. Have you got any exciting stuff coming up that you want to tell the listeners about?
Yeah, we sure do. So, hey, on the 18th, Tuesday, the 18th of July, that will be our online Zoom catch-up that we have every month. So that's always the third Tuesday. But we also are starting up what we know is going to be super popular, is we're going to start up a business breakfast hub. So we're going to meet down at Sunday Cantina at 10 o'clock on Thursday the 20th of July, and that will be once a month from there on in. And that's a really open forum. Pretty much what we're searching for there is for any entrepreneurs or any woman in business just to flick us a question. Obviously, you've got Fee, E, and Boo, who have all been in business for a long time. We know what your challenges are right now. So pretty much we just want you guys to ask us a question, and we're going to have that all ready for you, and we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the things that are going on, and yeah, hopefully just help some young entrepreneurs in their journey to that. And also really exciting, and I don't know if the girls want me to say it, but this is what I do. In August, what we're going to do, instead of actually getting a speaker in August, is we're actually going to have a night at Sunday Cantina where we tell our stories. So you guys get to listen to us and what we've been through and how we've done it. I think that the main thing for us as well is that we have had stories and we've got stories. So there is nothing and nobody who could walk into our doors and we would be surprised. Honestly,
yeah,
nothing. We know it all. We've felt it. We've been through it. So in August, we haven't set a date for that one yet, but we will be opening up the floor to us three. And yeah, everyone is welcome to come and actually listen to our own personal journeys. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay, so you've been listening to Conversations for this week. I have had Elise, Fiona, and Rebecca, who are the instigators of a new support organisation on the Kapiti Coast called Wahine Society. They have big, big dreams for this group. So keep your eye on their website, wahinesociety.com. Check out their Instagram and their Facebook pages. And if you're a woman listening to this interview and want to know more, get in touch, because I 100% recommend these guys if you need guidance with the next steps in your life. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Conversations on Coast Access Radio, a program where we talk with people about their lives, their passions, their interests.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.